left off yesterday, trying to understand the Chiddush Gadol that Tosfos begins and the Rosh concludes by saying that what changes in our sugya from a regular kinyonim is the fact that the requirement of Lei Chazak Kni is suspended. Normally, if I want to sell you a piece of karka, so either I have to literally tell you b'shasmaisa Lei Chazak Kni, go do the kinyon chazaka, or I have to be standing there giving you that nod, which is basically the equivalent of saying Lei Chazak Kni. Short of that, the Gemara says in Bavasa, the Gemara says in Bavakamam, that the kinyon is not going to be chal. When it comes to Chalukas Hashutzas, all of a sudden, Goa Chabu comes to the Rosh and says, you don't need Lei Chazak Kni, it's okay, we can be Vav design on Lei Chazak Kni. How do you understand that? So this is Alman suggested this idea yesterday, that it all depends on what Lei Chazak Kni is all about. A Lei Chazak Kni is simply a way to measure whether the guy's maskim or not, so that we have to measure. We need the barometer to measure it. Whether we're dealing with a formal kinyan, we're dealing with the Chalukas Hashutzas, at the end of the day, you need the person's das. So it would be very hard to justify a chiluk between a regular mechir and a chalukas hashutzos. But if you go down the line, the razzle-dazzle approach, that sometimes razzle-dazzle things help, sometimes they hurt, but here it helps. If you go down the razzle-dazzle approach, that Lei Chazak Kni is needed to be the halachic participation of the mechir in the hakinah, so then one can argue, b'med v'amuhum, you're dealing with hakinah. We're not dealing with hakinah, we're dealing with chalukas hashutzos. Chalukas hashutzos doesn't have that requirement. And therefore, there would be no need to have Lei Chazak Kni. That was the essay for Mrs. Alman from yesterday's issue. So then Mrs. Alman went one step further and said, in this Shaila, what the role of Lei Chazak Kni is really such a fundamental, basic question as to what the role of the Meicher, what the role of the Machin is in every Kenyan. Does the Halacha require that the Meicher, the Machin, be an active participant in the Kenyan? The Maisa Kenyan is done ayadei the Maisa of the Lekeach with the formal participation of the Machin's consent? But I said, I'm happy to. All we need the makdeh for is just to give his bracha. If he doesn't give his bracha, then they call gezeila. So the makdeh has to be maskim. I know you need das makdeh. I'm not making light of das makdeh, but the din das makdeh is not a din in the maisa kinyan. The din of das makdeh is a prerequisite pre the maisa kinyan. The maisa kinyan is completed totally, completely by the lakeach. The das makdeh is simply what's necessary before we can discuss the halacha of a maisa kinyan. So you need a certain prerequisite. The prerequisite is the das makna, but the das makna is not part of the etzem hakinyan. So almost like Lamosha just struck me, this kind of a shaila, where sometimes you find that you need a certain process, and then there's something else lurking in the background. And we're not quite sure whether that other item lurking in the background is also part of the process itself, or whether that other requirement is prerequisite to the process. So just a little just struck me now that that's the machlekes taisa in the Rambam, in the sugya of Geirus. The Gemara's in Maseches Yevamah will spell out that when a person's Megayah, there's a whole process. There's a Midlah, there's a Tfilah, there's a Karban, a whole long of Megillah derived from Matan Torah, all the dinim that are necessary for the process of Geirus. And then somewhere stuck in the middle, all of a sudden, the Gemara speaks about Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Where did that come from? What's that all about? So taisa in the Rosh Yevamah, and again, we're leaving out all the details, just the Hamash of the Yama. Taisa in the Rosh learned that Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is also part of the process. It means you need a process of Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, you need a process of Mila, process of Tevila. That's what creates Geirus. And the Rambam, in Hilchos Yisur HaBiyah, doesn't seem to present that way at all, and it's a big enough community as Ladina. The Rambam presents Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is not part of the process of Geirus. It's the prerequisite for Geirus. What do you mean, regard for? What are you doing exactly? You're having a bris and you're going to the mikvah to do what? To be a non-firm Jew? What do those words mean? I mean, the Torah only recognizes the notion of being a guy. You have to be a makabal mitzvahs. If a person's born Jewish, you remain Jewish. You saw a pishchat yisrael. You don't lose your kedusha yisrael because you don't do mitzvahs. But you want to try to apply for citizenship. I want to become a citizen of the United States, but I refuse to keep the laws. So they're not going to accept you for citizenship. If you are already a citizen and now you break the law, you don't lose your citizenship because you're double parked. There'd be very few people left in this country. Definitely not in this few blocks. So Rabbi say, that seems to be the same issue here, the same kind of a shayla. We know that the halacha requires a maisa kinyan for the lekeach. We know there's no Lei Chazak Kni. We're trying to understand, is Lei Chazak Kni part and parcel of the maisa kinyan, or is Lei Chazak Kni almost a prerequisite to predating the maisa kinyan itself? So the famous machlokes the ktesis in the sivas that Rabbi Zalman relates, but we just started barely to scratch the surface of this ktesis yesterday. The ktesis said the chiddush gadol. The ktesis said that if Reuben appoints Shimon as a shaliach to go bring a shtar mechira to Pliny, and Shimon decides to bail out and hand off the shtar mechira to somebody else, so we cannot apply the rule of shaliach as a shaliach. Why not? So the Tzoy said, because that is tantamount to menial and mitzvah shliach. The Gemara says the third part of Gittin, that if Reuben appoints a seifer to write a get for his wife, and then the seifer decides to bail out and appoints somebody else, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because the original mesira that was given to the seifer was only mealy, it was only words. Menial and mitzvah shliach. Shliach number one doesn't have the koyach to take mere words and pass it off, pass the baton to somebody else. You can pass the baton, you can't pass words. So, what's the difference between that and a get? If Lamaisa, if you are given the piece of paper as a shlech l'halacha, then you can, because that's not mila, that's a dover mamish. So a dibur you can't pass on, but a dover you can pass on. So the Mordechai quoted from the famous shita from the Kodesh Midarash, Shlom Midarash, Dara Kiddush Hashem, who claimed that Mesira Shtar Kedushin is closer in model to appointing a Sefer to write a get than to handing over the get itself. Why is it closer? Even though Mesira Shtar Kedushin is a Maisa, but only a Maisa such as a get, which is Nitan to be given by a Korach of the woman, a Pialocha meets the barometer, meets the test of what's called a Maisa. Something like the Mesira Shtar Kedushin, which is dependent upon the Rotzah, the Kabbalah of the woman, the Kabbalah of the Mekabel, of Lekeach, that's closer in model to Milin. That's the famous word. So comes the Ktzos and says, if Mesira Shtar Kedushin is Milin, because everything hinges upon the woman's consent, Mesira Shtar Mechir is also. Mesira Shtar Matar is also Milin, because everything hinges upon the consent of the Mekabel. That's the famous point of the Ktzos. So the Nesivis, we left off yesterday, the Nesivis takes on the Ketzos. The Nesivis says, the Kadosh Midarash is right. But the Ketzos' application of the Kadosh Midarash is not correct. And I'll tell you why it says the Nesivis. Imagine for a second a world without Shalichus. I don't know if you can even read such a science fiction world. Imagine a world without Shalichus. No such thing. Shalichus doesn't exist. I'll tell you a story. And I was 13 years old, so I was still in 8th grade. And I went to SAR, elementary school. And a few blocks from SAR was a high school at the time. And some people had this great idea that maybe even though I was still in 8th grade, I should go for shiur in the morning to high school. I'd been in 9th grade shiur. It was a 3-4 block walk, and I would walk back in English, so I kind of skipped, I halfway skipped 8th grade, you can call it that. So kachav, so I spent most of the year in the Siftar Torah in the morning, and in the afternoon I was still a very regularly attended student whenever I was in the mood of making the walk back. The problem was, it was a triangle because it was right between my house and SAR, so sometimes I made a veer at home a very long lunch till the following morning, but whatever. So I had a Rebbe at the time, Rebbe Yitzchak Adler, some of you may have heard of him. Yitzchak Adler is that was from Bergenfeld. He's Uri Adler's uncle. So Yitzchak Adler was a young rabbi at the time, a young rabbi in his 20s at the time. And I give you just a reference. He was Rabbi Rosenzweig's Chavrusa back in YU. Just give you a reference point. So we were learning Perek HaShoel that year, and we learned a little bit about some of the sugyos of shlichus coming at the beginning of Perek HaShoel. So. He used to like to get the boys to think a little bit. He would like challenge us with like these strange questions. So he lived in Washington Heights. So once I happened to be taken on a bus one time from my house to the yeshiva one day. I ended up on the same bus with him. And we were walking from the bus stop to the yeshiva. And we were just in the middle of learning a sugya in a shul that I'm sugya shlichus. Eventually I'll get to the point where I'm trying to get to. I forget what the punchline was. So he stopped me and he asked me, he said to me, so what do you think about this whole shlichus thing? I was like, I was like 13 years old. Like, what do you want me to say? No, I don't like shlichus. I think I'm not for it. What do you think about this whole shlichus thing? He said to me, what would you have said if not for the Chiddush HaTorah Shlichus? How would the world have looked without the Parsha Shlichus? It reminded me to think a little bit. I had no idea what to say. He challenged me, do you think Shlichus is a Chiddush? Couldn't you have figured it out on your own? Isn't it obvious as a Sugyuk Sukhana? What do you need a Pulsic for? He was chapping me and bothering me, and then the Rosh Hashanah got the yeshiva, started to dominate. I had no idea what he wanted. So I got the last word in because about 35 years later, I spoke at his great nephew's bar mitzvah. Uri Adler was one of his kids' bar mitzvah. He was in Ashul, and I spoke. And it was Parshas Korach. Parshas Korach is a Sugya Shlichus. So he was sitting there, and he came to the Simcha. So I started off by saying, I want to continue a conversation I had with somebody at a bus stop 35 plus years ago, when they asked me, what would the world have looked like without Shlichus? Let me tell you what I think the world would have looked like. I couldn't say it then when I was 13, I didn't understand. Let me tell you now what I think the world would look like. That's what he was very excited about. All right, back to this story. So comes in Nesivus and says, let's envision a world without Shlichus. Very nice. A world without Shlichus. I want to sell a field to you. So I write a shtar, and I can't make it. So I ask the guy, do me a favor, bring the shtar over to the Mekabel. Any ideas? And he brings it to the Mekabel. There's no shlichus. Shlichus doesn't exist. It's pre-shlichus as there is. What do you think? Everyone says it's all good, right?
What? Why
is that
Shlichus?
Huh?
He's the star. It's not Shlichus.
Yeah, what do I need Shlichus for? I wrote the star, and he has the star. What is Shlichus for? Now let me ask you another silly question. That the first one's silly. Let's say I wrote a star, and I put it down on the floor, and I walked away, and I called you up, and I said, do me a favor, please pick up the star from the floor. No one worked. Well, I think I took a star. Momentous, momentsian. Thank you. But it work? Yeah. I wrote the star, and he has the star. What are you supposed for? Especially. I'll give you another mushroom. I want to say an animal. So, I say, listen, I want you to go pick up the animal, but I can't make it. So here, I hand the little sheep to my friend, and I tell my friend to go bring you the sheep. And I call him. I said, do me a favor, pick up the animal, and you pick up the animal. And there's no shlichus. What's the deal? He's still kind of. I gave the animal. You picked up the animal. What do you mean a shliach for? You know what the shliach just did in all these cases? It's called the maisa kaifi alma. He's the monkey. He's the one. He physically transported the shtar from across the street. He physically carried the sheep across the street. He's the garnish of garnish. The maisa kaifi alma. It's a phrase of Chazal, Maisa Kofi Yama. One of the Mishanim writes, the reason why Chazal say Maisa Kofi Yama is because Kofs are similar to people. So they wanted to give a close mushroom. So interesting, a Darwinian approach. That's a lot of those. Okay, so Maisa Kofi Yama. The Nesivus tells us that not everything in the world needs shlichus. And therefore, the Ketzais' discussion about Mili, Lo Mimsir L'Shliach, good, Zolzoi Mitzvah Shlichus. So what? I don't care whether the rules of Shlichus failed us, says the Nesivus, because quite frankly, we never needed the rules of Shlichus in the first place.
The Nesivus is
disagreeing with the Ketzais by Mecha Mecha. You took the words out of my mouth. The next step, says the Nesivus, Devar Mamurim is a Sigif and Shlichus. How come the Gemara Ketan says, Menani Milta the Shlichus for Gittin, Menani Milta the Shlichus for Kedushin? Why don't you just say, what are the Shlichus for? Reuben wrote the get, and his wife Rachel got the get. What are the Shlichus for? So says the Nesivus, no. For Gittin, a father of Adi, and the Shlichus. You know why the Shlichus for Gittin? Because, remember the Marshal of Nesivus said, if you put down the piece of paper and the other person picked it up, would that work by Matana? Absolutely. Would it work by Gittin? Absolutely not. You know why? Penosan Biodo. Fligitich Melgav Karak is no good. If Reuben puts the get down and the Rachel picks it up, that's no good. Menatora, there's a mice in a cedar that's necessary. That's the answer to Rabbi Adler. That's why you need a chiddush from shlichus. Because if not for shlichus, so then if it wouldn't be for the din of shlichus kamaisai, then there was no maisa to see mitam abal. So the parasha from shlichus, the chiddush of shlichus, is the chadish to me that the nesidus hashliach is like the nesidus abal. The nesidus hashliach is mesiachis ki ilu is done by the abal. But zach the nesidus, remember the ramurim, that's only true if and when there's a sugya for nesina. There's no din for nesina by shtaras, by shtar dechir, as far as nesina. Zach the nesibis, I put it down on the floor, you pick it up, it's good. So now the nesibis turns around on himself and says, wait a second, according to what I'm just telling you, that the only reason why you need shlichas by nesina to get is only because there's a sugya for nesibis by karka being no good. So you're doing before some that probably most of the rishonim hold that pligitech nehagabi karka is no good. Oh, but tuli what? Tuli what? Kiddushayach. Kiddushayach. Ne'agami karak is good. Imagine a couple standing under the chuppah. Comes, takes out the ring. The chassid, he's nervous, he's shaking, you know. He's shaking. He's shaking. He's telling him, she's shaking. Everyone's shaking. Everyone's nervous. And he's about to put the ring on, and he drops it. And she feels so bad. She says, I know you have a bad back. I'll pick it up. Mazdav, hurry up with that. She picks it up. Tliki the Shach Lagabik Arka, most Rishonim say that's okay. Not everyone, but most say that's okay. Everyone want to bring me a Gevaldika Raya from Kedushin the Bays. The Tliki the Shach is probably good. There is no Dir Nesina because of Kedushin. Kedush Bekarka is Mekudeshus. Remember? Who learned that Bays must have Kedushin? Who's the Mashiach for that? Nobody. It's the altar before your days. So Kedushin the Bays, most of Rishonim Medayik, that Mekadosh Bekarka is Mekudeshus. How can the Kaddish Bekarka be Mekadeshes? I say to a woman, I'm Mekadesh you with that tree that I own, Chub Lekarka. So Mazatov, where was the Nesina? Who says you need Nesina? I went to Kash, what do you mean you don't need Nesina? How can it be? You need Nesina by Get, you don't need Nesina by Kedusha, what's the answer? What's the Kasha? Isn't there a din of what? Isn't there a din of Yotzev HaHoysa? Don't all the din of Gittin carry over to Kedusha, what's the answer? No, they don't. The din of Shtar carries over. The din of Kesef Kedusha does not carry over. The din of the Nesina of the Kesef doesn't carry over. And it could be possible, even by Shtar Kedusha, there may not be a din of Tligita Kli Kedusha being a problem, because it could be only the din of the Chepza of the Shtar Kedusha carry over from Gittin, not the din which is Neveh from the Maisa. That's already a Kedusha Sugin after that. So it says the Nesina of Akasha. According to Mashiach Torah, that you don't really need shlichus for anything. You only need shlichus when there's the din nesina. So why need shlichus for kiddushi? The Gemara makes it sound that not immediately, if not for the exerts the cost of shlichus on kamaisai, if you hire a shliach to bring a ring, the kiddushi wouldn't be good. Why not? You know what the nesiva says? That's for technical reason. Because by kiddushi, you know what else you need? It's not enough just to have a nesina a kiddushi. What else you need? What else do you need? Dibur. Right? Remember we learned. Nasaruv, Amra, nobody. Nobody says. Nobody says Kedushin. The Kedushin is not Taifas. Whatever the Lambda says, there's no Kedushin types in. By a get, according to many Rishonim, you don't even need Dibur, right? With Deskal Adam, Minat Torah. The Gemara says you have to say it, but according to many Rishonim, the Rambam is telling the Rabbanan. Because the get itself says what the text is. The get speaks for itself. By Kedushin, you have to remember say it by the ring. So it says in Yeshivas, by Kedushin, you need Shlichos, not as the Nesinus of Kedushin. You need Shlichos as the Amiris of Kedushin. So it says the Nesinus, the starting point of all Chalaisim, what's my Shlichos for? If the item starts out with me and ends up by you, this is good enough. But Gittin is a special quirk of Nesina. By Kedushin is a quirk of Dibur. But by Matana, there's Nishtadin of Tligitech. There's no requirement of Dibur. None of those didn't exist. And therefore, you don't need a Sigur for Shlichos. If you don't need a Sigur for Shlichos, so Mela, what kind of Chisar is it? Mela, Mitzvah L'Shlich. The whole Ketais is not right. It's a famous attack of the Nesivis against the Ketais. What's the answer to the Ketais? Didn't the Ketais realize this? Why is he going down the route of Shlichos? So Teretz is, the Ketais held that Mechir also needs Shlichos. Why? Not out the Sida, not out Dibur. Out what? Out what? But not just the magic words, that which lechazkuni represents. In the world of the Ktzois, what is the meaning, what is the significance of lechazkuni? That is the participation of the Machna. That is not just a prerequisite, that is hain part of Chayach, etzim akidmi. And therefore, that means the Pashm Shlichus. And Lulay Shlichus, if you lived in a world pre-Shlichus, I cannot possibly appoint a Shaliach, who's not a Shaliach, to provide that on my behalf. So according to the Seamus, comes an unbelievable thing. If I want to sell you something, I could send it with someone who's a lot bar Shlichus. I could send it with a guy, I could send it with a cotton. It doesn't have to be a bar Shlichus. There never was a Sugya Shlichus by Nesidus Matonim. According to Ktzos, Shkosta was. The Hakunas HaMeicher requires Shlichus. And the Nesidus would say, there is no Din Hakunas HaMeicher. There's a Din of Das Meicher, Din of Das Bach, there's Haskomas HaMakne. That was accomplished. When I call you up before and I say, I'm sending you the item with the monkey, that's good enough. According to Ktzos, can't send it with a monkey. The monkey can't provide Das Makne. The monkey can't provide the halachic application of lechazik could be required.
We say here Amir would help with this is enough for this by Bechir that he says I'm selling you the field, that's good enough that to show das machne.
So you wonder how you're going to get around the technicalities of lechazik could be. I don't worry about that another time. I'm not sure. But you don't need, according to the Sivas, you don't need a formal das to be a part and parcel of the Maisi Kinyan. According to Ktzos, you need Das Machne to be a part and parcel of the Kinyan.
By calling him up, is that good enough?
I don't know. Maybe it's good enough. I don't know. Not sure. I don't know. That's a loaded Machlekes Ktzos and Sivas. It's very, very loaded. You have to think of the justice Ktzos and Sivas for a long time. Rabbi said, there's something, though, a little bit startling about the Nesivas' formulation. The Nesivas, it's chiseling away at Shlichus by Matana, but by Kedushin, getting exactly there to touch it. Nobody can touch it. That's the Gemara. Kedushin have been mouth. The Gemara says, the Nani Mil, the Shlichus for Gittin, the Nani Mil, the Shlichus for Kedushin. The Gemara is a Pasuk, the Shulchan, the Hayotza, a whole long of Megillah, that's been mouth. So everybody agrees that there's a din from Shlichus by Gittin and Kedushin. So the Nesivis has to find the reason. So he's almost like plugging in details and saying, let me find you a quirk in Hukas Gittin that requires Shlichus. Oh, I found it, Tligitich. Let me find you a quirk in Hukas Kedushin because I found it in Dibur. Is there something bothering us about this Nesivus' approach? Nesivus is like looking for straws. He knows where he's got to get to, he just can't figure out how to get there. We know the goal is to get to YU this morning. How are we going to get there? That was a big challenge. Anyone who's trying to get over the bridge there, that was a big challenge. You know, short of a helicopter, there wasn't too many good options. So we know where we have to get to. We have to get to a din for shlichus, but gittin by kedushin. And the Nesivus has got to find some kind of a detail to help us reach that goal. So he learned, the Nesivus learned Maseches Gittin, he learned Maseches Kedushin, and he realized Gittin has its way of getting there through the vehicle of Tligita, Kedushin has its way through the vehicle of Dibur. It happens to be that the Gittin reason doesn't apply to Kedushin, Kedushin reason doesn't apply to everyone's hunky, everyone's gavalim. That's bothering you. If you say it a little bit different, would you present a little bit different than the Nesivus, formulate a little bit different? Why do you need shlichus for a get? Just because of the technicality of tligiteich? Just because it's a din for nesina, that's the only reason why I need a get? You need shlichus for a get? I'll tell you why you need shlichus for a get. The Shema is the preparation of the get. I'm talking about the nesinas again. Doesn't the Baal create a chalais gevishin by handing over the get to his wife? Doesn't the world change? Isn't that a chalois? But the Baal doesn't do anything, b'shas a get. Forget about the physical nesina. Just the very transformation of her status from an ishizish to a penuya, that is accomplished by the Baal. How in the world can you have a monkey do that for you? Only the Baal can do that. And you want to tell me a stranger can do it, he has to be chal on the din, shulchan kamaisai. The Nesivus is picking up on a technicality. He caught you on a technicality. Oh, by the way, there's a din for Baisa Nesina, and Nebuch, the monkey's hand is not your hand. Okay, we need shlichus. Right, thank you very much. You need shlichus for a much more basic reason. The very chalais gevishin requires the Baal to be the Megarish. The Baal is the Baal HaDover. He's the Megarish HaSishtoi. Well, let's have a kedushin. You know why you need shlichus for kedushin? Ki yigach hashisha. The man has to create the chalais kedushin. Who's going to create it? The monkey? Who's going to create it? The stranger? How are you talking? How can the chalais kedushin happen by anybody else other than the Baal himself? That's the reason. Because of the detail of Amira. And let's say I play a game in the Atet, there's no din of Amira. I'll play a game in the Atet, there's no din of Kligita. So, oh, then getting the Kiddush, everything is hunky doing, don't shalichos. So, this is a Pelagov, he's picking on technicalities. The Chardi Ika Chosim in a Seifet. It's not my time. It's your Baruch Ber's time again for the Nesivis. Baruch Ber says he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand the Nesivis. There's something such more, so much more fundamental and basic here that requires shalichos. But that's a Gittin Kiddush Sukkah, that's not a Mechira Sukkah. For our purposes, we've identified the Machlekes Diktais in the Nesivis. And as such, as Rav Zalman says, we've identified the Machlekes, we've formulated what the Lumpus is, we realize that this is the Nekudas HaSofik in our Sukkah. Whether or not we can split between Lechazg and Kni of Chalukas HaShutfis, and Mechira ultimately depends on the truth of this Diktais in the Nesivis. Hova also the Yadar and Erimba Milsa. This is already a tangent to the sugya, but every once in a while are guilty of that, but that's okay. I just want to share another nekud about this, because the Ketzais, there are certain sugyas that Ketzais the Ketzais loved everything, but if you just see, there are certain sugyas that he just loved. There are certain things that just caught his fancy, caught his attention, and he just can't stop discussing. So he was very into this Mordechai, this Kadosh Midarash. He thought about this a lot. And he formulated the following kasha, a mind-boggling kasha. You have to mamash be precise to think of this kasha. He threw this kasha in response to a story that actually happened, a little bit predated him. It happened in the days of the Nevi Yehuda, not that long before, a couple of decades before the Ketzais, a few years, not so long. There's a maisa shoya kachoyim. The fellow sent the shaliach to bring a get to his wife. The shaliach arrives, and the woman says, I'm not taking it. I refuse to receive it. I don't want to get divorced. I'm not interested in getting divorced. I still want to be supportive of it. I'm not interested in receiving it again. What does the shliach do? The shliach want to get paid for his job, so what do you do? What do you do? Yeah. So you beat her up. stuff to get into her face, into her hand, and shank her mind. Yeah. Wasn't the nicest thing to do. We're not going to give him after yoni for that. But, he did what he did. And make a parnasa. So the shayla came to the Rebbe Yehuda that there was a serious pickbook on the kashrus of that get. It's a pickbook. The get was given by a korach, okay. Although there was some who say, get given by a korach, but a gershom was mafkir the get. We're not a sukkah like that. What's the problem? The problem is, this shaliach, when he gave the get b'al korcha, it was a violation of the chayim d'ben gershon. It's an issur. You don't want to do that. So what he did was an aveira. You don't want to finish the sentence? And shlichus is an aveira. Shlichus isn't taifes on aveiras. Shlichus is taifes on mitzvahs or on neutral activity. Shlichus is not taifes on aveiras. So let's say, if I hired you to kill somebody, it's your problem, not my problem. I mean, in Shemaim, it's my problem, but in Beis and Shemaat, you're the one responsible. Ain't Shalach Mitzvah, baby. So Taisus in Masechet Bava Metzia has a Chiddush. One day in Taisus for sure says it, and it's a big question whether the other day it says it as well. One day in Taisus Bava Metzia for sure says that Ain't Shalach Mitzvah, baby, not only means that the Shaliach gets punished, not the Mishaleach, but actually Ain't Shalach Mitzvah, baby, actually revokes the entire Shalichus. Like Rabbi Adler said, it's pre-Shalichus days. Whenever there's an Aveir involved, the shlichus is bottle of little. Can't be shlichus. Shlichus is not nitfas on a ma'aseh aveira. But any chalois that was attempted to be accomplished through shlichus will be involved. Tais has a day and it says, if a kohen appoints somebody to be begarish a grusha for him, so the kedusha won't be chal. Even the normal kedusha tells him to grusha, but if it's done at the shlichus, any shlichus va aveira, even with the yevah, the kedusha won't be tefus. It's a famous tais in Bava Metzia. People knew this Taisus, if you learn about Bitsi and Tafyod, if you learn this Ktsais, if you Yehuda, but for about 150 years, this Taisus didn't get so much publicity. But then, it had a Tchis and Ace in this Taisus. Anyone know why? The Taisus has this Chiddush, ancient of Avera, means even the Chalais of Mamish canceled even with the Evis. You know who made this Taisus famous? Chazon Ish. Anyone knows why? The Chazon Ish used this Taisus as the final attack against Hetem Achira for Shemitah. The Chazon Ish said that since the Chazon Ish held that whenever you sell land there in Israel, it's always a violation of Los Echanim. He didn't buy into any of the coolers, all the kunsim that, you know, that were suggested as to why it's not Los Echanim. The Chazon Ish said they're all wrong. And since what Hetem Achira's practice was that the farmers didn't sell directly to the goyim, they appointed the rabbis, the rabbanut, to be their shlichim, like we do by Mechiras Chometz. So says the Chazon Ish, so basically you appoint your shlich to do something that's also for you. So ein shlich advaver, ein shlich advaver means the whole chalais is bottled, the whole shlich is bottled. So it turns out the field was never sold. So says the Chazon Ish that the only good news that came out of this is that nobody violated Los Echanim because no one sold the land. The bad news is that you accomplished absolutely nothing. You wasted your time. You didn't accomplish anything. That was the famous attack of the Chazon Ish. That was his final, that was the Bakra Patish, the final nail in the coffin to the Hetem Achira. So in later years, they addressed this concern of the Chazon Ish. They changed the Nusach of the Hetem Achira a little bit, that the farmers didn't sell through the rabbis to the Goyim, but the farmers actually sold directly to the Goyim. So they cut out the middleman. So that avoided this time of the Chazon Ish. It's far from saying, some people like mistake and say, oh, now the Chazon Ish signed off that Bechira. Not exactly. This was the 15,000th objection that he had to that Bechira. So now he only has 14,999 objections to it. So you want to hold the Chazon Bechira, that's your prerogative, but don't tell me the Chazon Ish signed off on it. That's not an accurate statement. But this particular Nakud that the Chazon Ish is concerned has been rectified the last couple of years, last couple of Shemitahs. Okay, that's the story. I say the end. It's just lining up the shot. Yeah.
This is the person does whatever he does to this woman, isn't an over aver, and then he's not an over aver can be a shliach.
Yeah, hold on. That's exactly what we're trying to do. So let's go back to the case of the Jews. So Prague, back to the 1700s in Prague, it was a pretty elevated place. So Reuben appoints Shimon to be Makarish Rachel. Shimon arrives at Rachel's house. Rachel says, "Get lost." So Shimon says, "No, I'm not getting lost. You're getting lost." And he shoves the get into her hand. And now the shadow comes in and says, "Wait a second. There was a terrible, flagrant violation of Chayim Devin Gershon. Eish Devin Bavera, Tez Bar Metzia says the Shlich was bottle. Turns out there was no Nesin as I get. There was no, the whole Shlich was a bottle of bottle. So that's one route. So the Yudah goes down one route. Oh, wait a second. The Avera of Chayim Devin Gershon, is that a Derabonin? Maybe Derabonin, maybe Chayim was like a Shvuah, was like a Derais. That's one whole angle of the Shiloh. And a lot, there was a Machlekes in the Yudah and a Shail and back up. But it was one of the relatives in Ed-Buda was arguing back and forth about the intricacies. It's a fascinating child. Took up a few shichus in Ed-Buda. Says the Ktzais, can't be. It is impossible to pass such a gift. Absolutely impossible to pass such a gift. Because if you're going to pass such a get, what you're basically telling me is that any get given to a shaliach, nesina b'zman hazeh, shaliach halacha b'zman hazeh, is b'diyevet toli v'ayme dependent upon what?
Her acceptance.
Once a b'nei gershom came and made his chayrim, you're going to tell me that because of this gain, you connected the dots and created this new halacha called ein shaliach v'avera, which now is going to passel the get. Do you think all those facts are right? And you just created the following innovation in halacha. That any get today that's given to a shaliach depends upon the woman's consent. Because if she doesn't concede, she doesn't consent, then the get cannot be given, even b'diavad. So you just don't. If that's the case, if that's true, then what halacha must disappear b'zman hazeh off the face of the earth? Enuchas getin. The Mishnah says in Gittin, if Reuven appoints a shaliach to give a get, and for whatever reason Shimon can't give it, he hands it off to Levi, and if Levi can't give it, hands it off to Yehuda, shaliach is a shaliach. Says the same thing, you know, everybody didn't open them in the world follow this. We do this all the time. We have shaliach as a shaliach by Gittin. In the olden days, people didn't travel so much. The Pony Express, they handed it off to get from one person to the next, to the next, to the next, so finally made it to final destination. It's a Mishnah, you're allowed to do that. Says the Ktais, you can't do it anymore. The whole din just disappeared into thin air. You know why? Because Nesinas Haget Bezman Hazeh, thanks to Chaim Rebbeinu Gershom, is the halak equivalent of Nesinas what? Nesinas what? Nesinas Shtar what? Kodesh Midorash, Nesinas Shtar Kedushin. Remember, the Kodesh Midorash said that you can't say Shlechus Shlechus Shtar Kedushin, because Kedushin is Mile, because the Kodesh Midorash's definition of Mile meant something that's dependent upon somebody else's consent. We just changed the rules of the game, says the Ketzais. If you are still tired for they do this right, then Gittin in the post-world of Chaim Rebbeinu Gershom is now the halakha equivalent of a Shtar Kedushin of old, and therefore it's called Mile, and Mile Mitzvah Shlech, and that will undermine the entire Pony Express system for Gittin that is practiced, Adayim is at all respectful about the Dim in the world. It says it can't be, it's lo yitachein. So there's something wrong with this Cheshbon. Something that he told you. Who would have thought of this Cheshbon? You guys thought of this Cheshbon? Ketzais thought of this Cheshbon. Ketzais is knocking his head against the wall. What is wrong with this Cheshbon? What is wrong? What's wrong? There's got to be an answer to this. But Tosfos up with the Ishlach Hadvar era. Says the Ketzais, I'll tell you what's wrong. Einspruch Vavera means when I appoint you as a shaliach to do an aveira for me. When I appoint you as a shaliach to do a neutral activity and you choose to do it derech aveira, that's not Einspruch Vavera. I didn't tell you to beat the woman up. I appointed the shaliach to give her a gift. Nothing wrong with that. You chose of your own volition to beat her up because she didn't want to receive the get. You're not shliach on the beating up part. You're shliach on the sin as a get. That's why I call it shliach and va'aveira. Your shliach is not bottle. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with your shlichus. And therefore, when you give it the get, the akarcha, you're still totally representing your light, 100% valid shliach. And therefore, but yeah, but the get won't be chal. Of course, it gets, you don't have to do it, but of course, it gets chal. So since even in the world post of Gershom's Chayrim, we have the ability to create a get via Korach of the woman. It's not nice, but we have that ability. Therefore, Gittin today are not the halakhic equivalent of the Kodesh Midorash Shishtar Kedushin. And we can breathe a sigh of relief. The Pony Express continues on, says the Ketzais. Rides off into the sunset. That's the famous Yusei from the Ketzais. Famous Yusei from the Hilk of Ketzais. All right. That was an aside, just tangent. Give you a little taste of, so you can see the Ketzais every few simanim was thinking about his Kodesh Midorash. He's talking with his Kodesh Midorash by Mechirat, he's talking about Gittin, but Zman Hazeh, he can't get away from his Kodesh Midorash. You can see about the Kodesh Midorash, the Ketzais of Dayus, the Kevin Nebuch, the Hilga, the Mishlam Midorash was killed by Kiddush Hashem, his Torah. His Torah still lives on. Nobody knows about the Crusades, nobody cares about the Crusaders, the Mishugoyim from the Middle Ages, but the Hilga Rishonim. The Torah still is on, not in. Okay, if I say, let's see if we can move on our symbol. So let's chaz, where are we up to? I'm not sure where we are.
How goes?
We're lost between a get and a condition somewhere. Okay, so if I say,
we have discussed the
Hagos on Hanukkah. Yeah, that's next part. Okay, great. So we're on Dav Gimel. We're just learning Babas with Dav Gimel and Aleph. Right? A little sidetrack in Gittin, but we're learning So we'll bother with the kasha, almost like a textual kasha in the Gemara. The Gemara starts off with a kid in Devar problem, last week's year. Then the Gemara came up with the solution of a kid in Chalipit, which sounds like a pretty good solution. The Gemara had a tail to make it a little bit, Baruchas. And Rav Ash says, oh, by the way, for good luck, let me give you another answer. Hechziko, zeh, halach, hechzik, etc., etc. So the Ramban said, why did Rav Ash say what he said? The first answer was good. No, yeah, you're right. Biyad Yishlemen, also a good teretz. And Taitan Rav Ash said, no. The second teretz Rav Ash is coming to add something that we would not have known. And again, that's the fact that we were able to forego the requirement, the otherwise requirement, the lechaz, which got the whole ball rolling. But other Rishonim don't accept the Ramban's view. Think that Taitan Rav Ash is fundamentally right. That there is something being nischadish by Rav Ashi, which is not quite sure what that is. So the Rashba in the 9th of the Ramikon, it's called all the possibilities. He quotes the Ramban and says, Yesh Refarsh Ravashi Balachadish Dover. That's the Ramban. Yesh Refarsh Ravashi Balachadish Dabagabe Lechadagini. That's Toises in the Rosh. And then 3 lines at the bottom, the Rosh says, Yesh Refarsh and Ravashi Oslashmina. The people have to go, Echad Mehen. Kimmich Hexing Zed Zocha Acha Bechalipin. Ooh, there are really 2 kinyonim taking place here. Reuben and Shimon are dividing up the chotzer. Reuben wants to get his corner, and Shimon wants to get his corner. He's being machzik, and he's being machzik. If that's what happened, each one is doing kinyan chazaka, I don't need Rav Asha. If you can't figure out the kinyan chazaka works for karka, you should not be learning by Vas. You should be go back to learning Mishnayis and Kedusha. You figure out how to buy karka. There's 2 events. Everyone knows that the kinyan chazaka works. The chiddush of Rav Asha was is that you don't need both of them to do chazaka. Reuben can do chazaka, and by Reuben doing chazaka, not only does he acquire his chalik in the Sada, but Shimon acquires his half as well. Based on what? Shimon didn't know Lysa Kenyan. What's the answer? Well, there's a Mishnah in the Sechs Kedushin that says, Amachet Par B'chamor, if I want to sell a donkey for you and you want to give me a cow in return, Kem Shazacha Zeh, Zacha Chaver B'chalifav. Once one of them do a Lysa Kenyan, that's Kenyan Chalipin. We usually think of Kenyan Chalipin like I give you a handkerchief and, as a token in exchange for the $20,000 house. No, that's a chalipin also, but the original chalipin is chalipin shav, not the original, but a chalipin is chalipin shav b'shavah. So chalipin shav b'shavah for sure works. So comes the Rashi and says, the chiddush of Rashi is that chalipin shav b'shavah works not just on metallic land, that's the Mishnah condition, works on karka also. So if I want to swap land with you. I want to swap my apartment in New York for your farm in Nebraska. So we could do that. And we don't have to both make kinyan on him. One doesn't make the kinyan. As long as we word it, zeh tach zeh, zeh sh zeh, mokom zeh. That's also good. That's a chalipa shav b'shav works a kind. Yes, that's a huge problem. Big problem. The Rav Ashi also shmir defilu hechzel echad mehen kevzik zeh zoch achu chalipin. Yeah, so these yesh refarshim probably did not have what? Probably didn't have that last line. Probably what it said in the Gemara was Rav Asher and Rav Zeh B'Sach Shalom Hefzik. Otherwise, or the Zeh B'Sach Shalom Hefzik means or. Oh, Zeh B'Sach Shalom Hefzik. The Vav gets up as being and or. So either they didn't have that line in the Gemara, the last 4 words, or they interpreted the last 4 words to mean it's either or. But that's good for the Chiddush according to the Yesh Refarshim and the Rashba. Then the Rashba says, is that right? Is it true? Because you have to be Tesefta. He says, it is the Tesefta. Not everyone knows the Tesefta. So Rav Ashi felt he had to tell you, it's a better chance you're going to learn Talmud Bavli. Talmud Bavli is part of the Fiyami. Tesefta, most people don't know that. So Rav Ashi felt he had to tell you, it's a mistake of Fersh and Tesefta. That's the third pshat. Okay, so we can buy into that pshat also. We can accept that pshat. Comes to the Tetra Brahma Klemis, the Ghost of Maimonis. And if you were looking for that Hagos Maimonis on the Rambam itself, you would not have found it, because there was a second version of Hagos Maimonis. There were 2 different prints of Hagos Maimonis, the regular ones that are printed on the bottom of the Rambam. And then there was a different publication that's called the Hagos Maimonis Constantina. Anyone can figure out why it's called Constantina?
It's
published in Constantine. Very big, right? Otherwise today known as?
Istanbul.
Okay. So who lived in Constantine or Istanbul? Lived most of his life there. He was a little boy in Spain. He was born in 1488. His family ran away in 1492. And they came to Turkey, and he lived most of his life in Turkey. And then later he moved there to Israel. So he wrote the Beis Yosef in Istanbul, the thriving Jewish community in Istanbul.
And Gosmaimonis was also from there?
No, just the printing press was with him. So, Gosmaimonis was from the Ashkenazim. There's a lot of printing in Istanbul. Like we say, the Vilna Shas. It's printed in Vilna, so it's called the Vilna Shas. The Nira is up there with Maimoni. The high the Hechzik, Lab Chazak of Amish Kamar. Kagol Noah Parts for Gadar. He's obviously involved in the same Kasha. This Risha, the Gross Maimoni, is involved in the same Kasha. If it reads the real Chazakah of no God's part, you know, fixing up the lock, of building the hole, fixing the fence, things like that, I don't need Rav Ashi to tell me that. It just means taking a walk, taking a little shpatzir around the borders. Get the mashma lishna. I thought when I was translating the Gemara that is like a verb. It's saying what he did. He walked and he dug the hole. He walked and he broke the fence. He walked and he fixed the fence. He walked and he didn't get in chazaka. So he says, no, it's the wrong translation. All he did was what? He walked. And through walking, he accomplished the goal of being machzik zayin of now acquiring the field. So the hefzik doesn't mean what he physically did. The hefzik means by doing the halicha, he was kind, he was machzik in the karka, he acquired the karka. Chazaka means he acquired the karka rather than did a maisik in the chazaka.
Didn't the Gemara say that we're talking about a field that's a yard that's too small to require a division? It's when they agree to divide.
Yeah, they agree. But
teeny, so I guess the walk is the length and breadth of this teeny area.
I mean, it's not so small. He's got to walk. You know, he's got to do a ma'asekinyan. The bottom line, they have to do a ma'asekinyan. That's for sure. Words alone are not b'chayi. That was the Gemara's kasha. So there has to be some ma'asekinyan. Otherwise, they come back out. So the Gemara first said the ma'asekinyan was a kid of chalipin, and the Eichishtam was a kid of chazaka. So it goes, you're saying it's not a real kinyan chazaka. I don't need a Gemara to tell me that. That's for sure good. It means even a cheapy kind of an action, which is usually not a kinyan. Halicha is not a kinyan. The kamash belong. I thought you have to be amalokoni b'holoch. Halicha is not a kinyan by any stretch of imagination. If I want to sell you a field and you just walk around it, that's not a kinyan. That's not no go b'vachar. That's not a kinyan chazaka. There's one lone Tana tucked away in the Bavashat of Kufa Manal for Eliezer who happens to say that walking is a kinyan. How did he know that? He had a very strange mother. What was the mother? Kum is alech varetz, the earth will rachim kilachot imenu. So he had a drasha. Kum is alech varetz, do a halicha, kilachot imenu, that's a yakin eretz Yisrael. So nobody else bought into that. Everyone said, that's what the pasuk means. It's not a bini one. And Eliezer was such a lambda, he even read Pashat Lech Lecha through the eyes of Cheshi Mishpat. The Rabbanan said, no, Kubis Lech Varetz, don't do Cheshim Mishpat, it has to do with Haftach of an Eretz Yisrael. It's a Maisel Vesig Labonim, I'm in a Shin Nech, the Kubish Lech Labonim.
Don't talk how much you have to draw
Kach for a good sample.
The whole thing is
where you walk. Yeah, it's not a kid, it's just a demonstration. But Avraham Avinu is going to walk through the land, Kum mit Alech Varetz, the Kol Rechba, Kum mit Alech Varetz, Kilechot, and then there's nothing to do with Kinyon, and not everything is Kinyon, but everything is Cheshim Mishpat, but come on. Come on, a little bit of, you know, just come on, a little, relax the Kinyonim for a second. So the Rabbanan said that's not what the Pasuk means. But the Gemara says, by the way, shh, in case you missed it, the Gemara says, May the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, in the what? If you want to sell a pathway for grapes, for vineyards, the path in the vineyard, then even the Rabbanan mask him to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. I don't remember what that's true. Who had what to say about that? Who had what to say about that? Leidim Chamel Rabbi Eliezer B'shul Shekromim. Kevdir Hiluch Kone B'Hiluch Kona. Who remembers? Who had the famous Yisrael in that Gemara? Remember the Tzitzis' big breakthrough about the standards of Kinyanim, when all you want to be kind is Tashmish, not the Gufadava, the standards are different? Famous Tzitzis, right? We spoke about it last year and this year already. So he says, if a Medra Mum, you need a Kinyan Chazokah, that's when you want to be kind of the Gufakarka. But if all you want to be kind is the Schusei Tashmishin, how are you kind of the Schusei Tashmishin? By using it. By being Mishamish. You know where the Tzitzis got that idea from? That's Shloshe Krom Zokta. The Tzai said, "Meidim chum the shrosh akramim kem the hilach avid." That means when you buy a shrosh akramim, you're not planting there anyway. I'm just simply buying the rights to walk there. How do you acquire the rights to walk there? By
walking.
So the Tzai, this whole shtickle term of the Tzai about kinyan chus tashmish is different than kinyan gufadavar was based on that gemara. All the other chum said that's not what the gemara says. Who said he's not buying the gufadavar? That's not what it says. So again, I wait to get to the Mabasa of course to figure that out. So comes that goes to mind, and also made a big fuss about the Shvil Shakram story and said, the Shvil Shakram, yeah, halicha works, and normally halicha doesn't work. It's mamish nothing. But, says the goes to mind, here hiluch works. But halukas ha-shutas hiluch works. Hacha bekinin ruchais, sagi mehiluch. Sagi b'hiluch b'yalma, b'yalcha shabir k'lechem ruch b'atzmoy. The halach the article of rachma gama b'dayta she is a chelke bin yachal achzabay. Each one chose their path. Each one chose the path that they want. There was a gemir's das, and therefore hiluch works. I still don't understand why hiluch works. So very nice. There was a gemir's das. We're all sitting around. Ich bin gemir das. Du bist gemir das. We're all shkach. But I still didn't do a chazaka. So that's it. This ain't the shul shakram. What is the Gosvami saying? I'm not sure. Then he goes on. Hilkach. Therefore, because I just told you that we're watering down the standards of chazaka here, by letting an action that otherwise would not qualify as a chazaka, therefore, tzrichim kol echa lahachtik chalka behiluch. Now we understand the Lashon HaGemara. What Lashon HaGemara? Halach zeh v'hechzik, halach zeh v'hechzik. Remember, the Rashba kind of, you know, kind of glossed over that and said, oh yeah, that doesn't really mean it. It means oh, right? Or we crossed it out. The Gosvami is not crossing it out. It exists. And vav means vav. Because I want to say, oh, no, they say oh. So the Gemara is really truly telling me that each one of them is being machzik. So now the Gosvami is almost asking like a double kash. You say, I understand. The Gemara makes it sound like Halach is good enough, which is the Pella. And the Gemara is making it sound like each one has to do the kidney, which is also probably good. Tosefta says, one kidney is good for both. Remember, Chalipin works by character. So you know what the Gosvami says? Kushach is Teretz Bechavrata. He says, you want Hilkach, because this kidney Chazach is so Shvach, Tzvichim kol Echa lahachzik chalko behiluch, lo zoch ha-shein, ma shehzik ha-echim bechalko, ayde hiluch, hiluch hi Chazach ha-geruah. Because Hiluch is such a shvach chazok, it's not a real chazok, it wouldn't meet the mark. That's why you need each one to do it. So, the Gos Maimini is addressing all the textual problems in the Gemara that all the other Shem were addressing and came to a rather different conclusion. There's huge problems in the Gemara. The two basic problems are, what is Rav Ashi coming through the Chadish? The Ramban said nothing and leave it in the Sugya Zohar. But all the other Rishonim places, the Rosh, the Rashba, everyone else thought Rav Ashi is coming to add something to this mix. The second textual problem is, why does the Gemara say both have to do it? What's the significance of both doing it? So the Gos Maimini is combining an answer and saying the following yisod. The Chiddush Rav Ashi is that the standard of Chazaka here is lower than regularly expected. But because it's a lower level Chazaka, therefore each one has to do it. If somebody could please help me with this Agos Maimini. The Rishon, can someone please explain this one to me? I don't understand. Omar Oshach. Just answer. Is Hiluch a Kenyan or not a Kenyan? Just please answer the question. Is Hiluch a Kenyan? So you're going to tell me some shtickle Torah why Hiluch is okay here? Okay, I'm going to cobble that. You know, I can cobble anything at this point. You want to tell me Hiluch somehow works here? If it works, then one Hiluch should be good for both. And you tell me that Hiluch is not because it's a Kenyan guru, it's not really a Kenyan? So then, how does having both of them, neither of them doing a Kenyan help? There's a general rule we have in math called what?
Zero
plus zero remains zero. If Hiluch is not a Kenyan, so then why in the world having both of them do, if each one stands on the head, they're not Kenyan? So, I'm sorry, I don't have anything to say. I first don't understand. If you come with a beer, please let me know. I'm sorry to let everyone down. I don't understand how these factors of Kinyan and Garua, with the both of them doing it, how does that change the reality? What I do see from the Gos Maimini is that you see how sensitive he was to all the kashas in the world, the texts of the Gemara. So at the end of the day, by say, we look at Rav Ashi's statement. Rav Ashi tells us, we have four different biurim in the Rishonim, what the significance of Rav Ashi's statement is. According to Rav Ashi, the significance of Rav Ashi's statement, according to Ramban, the significance of Rav Ashi's statement is?
Nothing.
Good. According to Taisin the Rosh, the significance is huge. What's the significance? It's teaching us about the ability to avoid the otherwise necessity of Lechaz Yukri, based on Rabbi Zalman's Shtikul Torah, based on Machlis Taisin Yisivis, everything that we spoke about, Ramili, etc. The third beer was the Rashba, that the significance of Rav Ashi is important. It's important to teach me what otherwise appears in the Tasef that I forgot about. It teaches me that the Chalipin works by Karka also. which again forced us to kind of play around a little bit with the lashon of the Gemara, hechsek, both being hechsek, the shtickle of dafka. And the fourth beer of the Agos Maimonides, which we don't really have understand too well, is Rav Ashi is loaded. He's loaded on two fronts. He's lowering the standard of chazaka, but by doing so, he's also upping the ante as to who has to do it. And again, we don't really understand. We understand how it fits nicely into the Gemara. We understand hiluch v'chichsik means different according to Agos Maimonides and everybody else. And we understand why he needs both, but we don't really understand the ma'aseh why he needs both.
You can't fall back to just a
chalukas
shutfus. It's not an actual.
So that's another shuk. So if you want to tell me the chalukas shutfus, does it need the regular standards of chazaka? I would be okay with that. I can hear that. But then why do you need both for? If you want to tell me it's not a kinyan, that you want to tell me, I think that's what you're trying to tell me. You're trying to tell me. Here's the point. Here's what the actual I'm telling. Maybe we start to get a little bit of insight into this. Chalipin means that one ma'isa kinyan covers for both. That's a sugya nuchas chalipin. That's the chiddush ha-Torah, chiddush the parsha chalipin. That if it's a valid kinyan, the kinyan can cover for both. There are other mechanisms of how to divide a property. And when you have a chalipin that shuts this, you don't really need a kinyan. It's a different sugya than gamrei. What is it? That's what the Gos Maimon meant. It's a shabir kalech ruch liatzmai go b'daitai. It's really, it's not a ma'aseh kinyan, that's the word, it's actually right. The walking is not a ma'aseh kinyan. It's a gili das of gemiras das. That's what it is. He calls the chazaka gerua, it's talking about a ma'aseh kinyan. It's a gili das of gemiras das, and chalukas hashutfus only requires gemiras das. It doesn't require ma'aseh kinyan. But once you tell me that it's a gili das, gemir das, so I have to be begal daiti, you have to be begal daiti. You don't have that chiddush anymore of chalipin. Very good.
Is it the same by Avram Avinu? That's what it was. Is it a gili das that Hashem wants to give
back? Okay. So I think that pshat just came down in Shemaim. I think you're right. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, Mitabiri, yes, good. Sounds good. Okay, good. We'll start with the Chazar starts the market, right?